Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something that's been driving a lot of creators absolutely nuts. Sora invite codes. Oh wow, Sora invite codes. I've heard so much buzz about that. What's the scoop? Right? It's like trying to get a table at the hottest restaurant in town. Everyone wants in. But the waitlist is a nightmare. I was talking to our buddy, Riley Santos, the other day, and we were just stunned by the flood of messages from people trying to snag these codes. Seriously, it sounds like a mess. What kind of mistakes are people making? Well, I found that folks are making five key mistakes that are really killing their chances of getting access. We're going to break those down today. Okay, let's dive in. What's the first mistake? Mistake number one is buying. Sora invite codes from unverified sellers. This is huge. A lot of people think they're scoring a great deal, but about 80% of those codes on places like Discord or Reddit are just scams. Yikes. That's such a waste of money. So what should people do instead? Alex, instead of jumping at the first code they see, they should focus on building a strong digital portfolio. It's not just about how many followers you have, it's about how you can actually contribute to the Sora ecosystem. So basically, it's like showing your skills before you ask for the invite. Exactly. And that leads us to mistake number two, seeking a Sora invite code from an empty GitHub. If you don't have any projects or contributions to showcase, your application might as well be going straight to the trash. Got it. So filling that GitHub with some solid work is essential. What's the third mistake people are making? This one's critical, ignoring iOS and regional restrictions. Sora is primarily focused on the US and Canada right now. So if you're trying to apply from Europe or Asia without using a VPN or a US-based app store account, your application could just get pushed to the back of the line. Wow, that's really important. I imagine that adds a lot of frustration for international users. Absolutely, we're talking about a waitlist of over 15 million people here. And many are just wasting their time applying without not knowing the restrictions. Okay, what's mistake number four? Not using the ChatGPT Pro fast lane. If you're serious about gaining access, it can be worth investing in a subscription. The pay tiers often get more attention during the selection process. That makes sense. It's like getting premium service at a hotel, right? Exactly. And finally, we have mistake number five, waiting around. Instead of using alternatives, there are so many other tools and platforms out there that creators can use while they wait for Sora access. Oh, totally. It reminds me of that saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. So what's the quick version of how to actually get approved in 2025? Well, first off, stop spamming the request button. Take a weekend to polish your digital profile. Create that GitHub repo, post your work on X, formerly known as Twitter, and engage with the community. I love that. Getting involved and showing you're an active member can really make a difference. Exactly. And don't forget to keep an eye on the official OpenAI Discord. Sometimes they drop limited time invite waves. If you're not in the room, you might miss out. So basically, it's all about being proactive and smart with your approach, right? Right. It's about creating value. And just to summarize, the five mistakes to avoid are buying fake codes, not showcasing your skills, ignoring the regional restrictions, skipping on the paid options, and just sitting on your hands waiting. Jordan. Wow, that's a lot of great info. So, what's your final takeaway for our listeners today? Just remember, getting access to Sora is a process that requires strategy, build your portfolio, stay informed, and don't fall for scams. That's how you win in 2025. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.